we present the Men for the Ministry, a weekly tribute to the men of the government service. Men who are always intent on getting ahead, but they never seem to acquire one. Eavesdropping in the General Assistance Department, we find Secretary Mildred Mervyn laying down the law to Executive Richard Lamb.
But still, Dad, your hair's getting too long. You'll need a bow in it soon.
Now, look, Mildred, that's no way to speak to the two IC of this department. I expect you to show more deference.
Aye, Mr. Lamb.
Respect.
Aye, Mr. Lamb.
And appreciation of my standing.
Aye. You'll be standing on your back hair soon because it's too long.
Mildred!
Good morning, Mildred.
Good morning, Mr. Dennis Brown.
Oh, and who's your friend here? Someone from the typing pool, I suppose, is it? Now, look, run along, my dear. Can't have this chit-chatting in the middle of the morning, you know.
Number one, it's me.
Why couldn't you sound just like my number two, Mr. Lamb? Wonder what he's got to this morning, by the way.
I'm right here.
Yes, I know. You must really run along back to... Number two, do you mean that it is you?
Well, of course it's me. Look, here's my crunchy wheat brigade badge and a receipt for my subscription. A receipt for my subscription to the Palsy Walsy Club. And look, I'm even wearing my RYYC tie.
Royal Yeovil Yachting Club?
No, Runnymede Yo-Yo Champion.
Hey, Mr. Lamb, I've seen you play with your yo-yo, but... You are a champion. What did you have to do then?
Well, I simply kept going for a solid hour. Three 3,000 consecutive yo's, all in time to the club theme tune.
And what was that?
I'll string along with yo.
Look, anyway, number two, I'm sorry I didn't recognize you, but it's your hair. It's sort of all gone long and pop groupish. What have you been putting on it? Fertilizer?
Number one, of course. And no, it's actually a new preparation. Comes from Paris, you know.
I know. Monsieur Pompadour.
No, really. Pompadour, Mildred. Pompadour.
Oh.
And straight from Frenchman's Creek, I bet. General Assistant Department, Lennox Brown here. I mean, Lennox Brown here.
And Pickett, yeah. Lennox Brown, the army needs you. You have to go to the army barracks at Buckingham. Apparently, there have been some goings on among the troops stationed there.
Oh, have they really, Sir Gregory?
Yes. The War Office wants us to make discreet inquiries about what the soldiers at Buckingham are doing in their spare time.
Oh, well, I see. I'd better take Miss Murfin with me, I suppose, isn't it?
Nothing of the sort. You'll take Lamb. And remember, Lennox Brown, be discreet. Don't walk in straight away and tell them who you are.
Oh, yes, of course. I get it, Sir Gregory. We will have to play it cool.
Play it what?
Off the cuff, you know.
Well, remember, while your cuffs are cooling, don't make a muck of it.
Right, oh, now that'll do. Now let's hear from you first, Roebuck.
Son, 654-211-891-7259, Private Roebuck reporting. In accordance with daily orders part one, I picked up 200 sacks of potatoes from the rail head, and in accordance with your orders, I flogged them off around the village.
Right, stick it in the kitty. Entwhistle.
Sergeant, 324-061-8472, Corporal Entwhistle reporting coal stocks running a bit low. On account of Mrs. Crabshaw wanting a couple of hundredweight more every week.
Ah. Right, you made all your deliveries, though, have you? According to standing orders?
Yes, son. But the young Mrs. Blewett, she's a bit chuffed.
Well, what's the matter there? She's getting hers, isn't she?
Yes, but she says she's not getting it as regular as she used to.
Yeah, but I mean, it's your job to fix her up.
My job to fix her up?
Righto, I'll do that. Now then. Let's have a look. Coal, potatoes, four sets of tyres. Nice job, that Private Pill Switcher.
Thanks, Sergeant.
50 pairs of football boots. You were requisitioned for the replacements yet, Corporal?
Yes, put in for 100 pairs.
Good idea. Just in case somebody does a bit of thieving while they're on the way. And we say you can't trust them railwaymen. Well, now then, it's a grand total for the week of £115.06. Highly satisfactory, but with room for improvement. Any ideas?
I've got a slogan.
Yeah, well then, go on, let's hear it.
To help step up sales. Don't let shopping drive you barmy. Get your discount through Darmy.
Oh. That's it, lad. That's it. That's what you want. Dedication. Now then, let me tell you what I got for you. Two big buyers from London. Freddy Glint and Foxy Strump. They're after a couple of 10-ton trucks with spares, of course. Cash on the nail, no questions asked, and nothing to it. They'll take delivery to in tomorrow's manoeuvres. Any questions?
All right then.
Collect your books and tickets for the order shot tattoo. Pick your streets and get cracking.
But, Sergeant, we haven't got us tickets for the older shot tattoo.
Of course we have. I've had them printed. Platoon, shun! Afternoon, sir.
Afternoon, Sergeant. Dismiss the men, please.
Platoon, dismiss!
Sergeant, I'm afraid I have a very serious charge to make.
Oh? What's that, sir?
My batman hasn't been polishing my pips properly.
Oh, well, hasn't he, sir? Well, I'll tell him.
There aren't many, after all. Only one on each shoulder.
Your promotion still hasn't come through, then, sir?
No, most disappointing. I was assured it wouldn't be long by Lord Kitchener himself. Ah, well, must be philosophical, I suppose.
Yes. Well, I'm begging your pardon, sir. I'm expecting a visit by two men from London.
Oh, who are they?
They're from the Ministry. The Ministry of Labour, sir. I took the liberty of asking them down here today to talk to the men about, future opportunities.
Oh, an excellent idea, Sergeant, an excellent idea. They can stay over for the manoeuvres tomorrow. And, Sergeant, you'll make sure they're fixed up with transport while they're here, won't you?
Oh, yes, sir. Oh, yeah. Just leave that to us, sir.
Now, look, remember, number two, nobody's to know who we really are. We're newspaper reporters in search of material.
Oh, I say, I've always wanted to be a reporter. Bag's eye, an interview with the colonel's wife.
Number two, really. Look, we aren't really going to be reporters. We're playing around with it.
Yes, well, that's just why. I want to see the colonel's wife.
I see. Well, look, you better lower your sights, because we're starting with the duty officer. Now, look, the guard at the gate said we'd find his office right here, and, oh, well, there it is.
Come in!
Now, look, remember what I told you, number two. They mustn't know where we've come from.
Good morning, gentlemen. You must be the men from the Ministry.
How did you know?
Sergeant Horsfall told me you were expected. I gather you're in labour.
Well, I...
I don't know about you, number one, but I had a checkup last week and my doctor didn't say anything.
Labour? Oh, of course, the Ministry of Labour. Actually, we are from the General Assistance Department.
Oh, are you? Like the army, I expect. Bits and pieces all over the place. If you'll wait here a minute, I'll ask Corporal Flower to take you around to Sergeant Horsfall.
I say, I thought nobody knew we were coming, number one.
The security system must be very good, number two. Look, I thought our disguise as newspaper reporters was perfect. Press cards stuck into the bands of our bowlers.
Here we are, gentlemen. This is Corporal Flower.
Good morning, gentlemen.
I say, number one, this must be one of the army bits and pieces he was talking about.
Corporal Corporal Flower will take care of you, won't you, Corporal?
Of course, sir. I know my duties.
By the way, Corporal, we need a weather forecast before tomorrow's manoeuvres.
Yes, well, I have it, sir. It'll be a lovely summer's day. Drizzle in the morning with occasional showers later.
Have you got the wind?
Just a touch, sir. Canteen breakfast was kippers. I'll wait for you outside, gentlemen.
Charming girl, charming. She makes mistakes, of course. They all do. But this one's got her point.
Yes, I know.
Righto, gents. Now we're alone, we can get down to it. And let me tell you, it's a pleasure to do business with a couple of professionals. They get up smashing. Oh, absolutely smashing.
Get up?
Yes. I mean, you're rigged up like a pair of Crawford Charlies.
What's he talking about, number one?
Bless you, I know. Number two, maybe those khaki trousers are tickling him.
Oh, men from the ministry. Pinstripes and bowler hats. That's what I like. Get into your park and stay there. Well, I'll even bet this wig you're wearing will take a bit of shifting.
Ah, God, stop it! That's no wig, that's me!
Blimey. You grew it special. You grew it special just for this one operation. Now, that's what I call being thorough.
But I still don't know what he's talking about, number one.
Detail. That's what I'm always telling my lads. Pay attention to detail. I mean, you take this umbrella now.
No, you can't take it. It's mine.
Look at it. I mean, it could have come straight from Whitehall.
Well, it did.
Nearly. I'm beginning to get a funny feeling about you two. Aren't you Freddy Glint and Foxy Shrump?
Well, if we are, Bags, I'm Freddy.
Well, actually, I'm Roland Lennox Brown, and this is Richard Lamb, and we're from the ministry.
Oh, blimey, with names like that, you gotta be. Well, gentlemen, there seems to have been a little misunderstanding. Wait a minute. From the ministry? Of course, the lieutenant said you were coming.
Yes, and we still don't know how he knew. Anyway, look, now that's all settled. There are one or two things puzzling us.
Well, of course there are, gentlemen. But, I mean, suppose we go through the formalities first, eh?
What formalities are those?
Well, just a form to fill in, you know.
Form? Oh, we're jolly good at form.
Well, here we are. Form 364J amended.
Really? What's it for?
Well, just giving you the right to be on the premises. Now, if you'll just sign there. There we are. That's right. And you, Mr. Lamb? Oh, what nice writing. Yeah, I'll fill in the details later.
Yeah, well, that's done. Fine. Now, what's the next step?
Step lively, that's what. You're in the army now.
Huh?
What? Form 364J amended. Form of recruitment to Her Majesty's Armed Forces. All right, polling.
No,
move to the left in columns of threes.
But there's only two of us.
Belt up, will you, you horrible little man. Belt up. Squad, left turn. Quick march. Left right.
Oh, hello, Sir Gregory. This is Private Lennox Brown.
Who is it?
Is 69428-19326, Private Lennox Brown, Sir Gregory, and 69428-19327, Private Lamb is standing right next door to me, sir.
Yes, and I'm terrible as I wasn't.
Where are you?
We're in a call box at Bilkingham Barracks, Sir Gregory, and we're in the army. Yes, well, you see, it was all a mistake, Sir Greg. You see, we signed these forms and then we thought you'd be able to get us out, you see. Sir Gregory, couldn't the minister perhaps sort of buy us out? Sir Gregory doesn't think we're a good buy, number two.
Oh, yes, he does. Goodbye, Lennox Brown.
It's what I've always thought, number two. Beneath that gruff exterior, there beats a lump of lead. Come on, we've got to get back.
I say, these knee guards are jolly useful, number one.
Those are gaiters, number two. Yeah. They go around your ankles.
Really, do they? Yes, yes, look, so they do. As a matter of fact, they go around twice. Yeah, but look at this, what a jolly good idea. A bowler cover.
That is a beret, number two. It does not go over your bowler.
No?
No, it goes underneath it.
Rome! Rome, jump!
At ease, Sergeant.
Yes, sir. Rome! Rome, stay at ease!
Thank you, Sergeant. Now, about tomorrow's maneuvers. Just a minute. Who are these two, eh?
Couple of new recruits, sir.
Oh, splendid, splendid.
Well, as a matter of fact, we're from the general...
Speak when you're spoken to, you horrible little man, you!
Yes, Sergeant.
There's something familiar about these two, Sergeant. Could have sworn I'd seen them somewhere before. Particularly this ugly one.
Oh, he's not really bad.
Well, of course, they're both ugly, aren't they? Makes things very difficult. Well, I'll leave the details about tomorrow to you, Sergeant. Carry on, please.
Yes, sir. Rome! Rome, shunt! Stay there, east!
Now then, lads. Who knows anything about filing?
Oh, well, yes, we do. Yes, quite good.
We won the Civil Service Filing Award of the Week, 3 weeks running, you know.
What for?
A to B.
Yeah, well, there's 6 filing cabinets in the adjutant's office that need shifting into mine. Go and get on with it.
My back, my knee, my ankle.
No, look.
Would you believe my shoulder?
Number two, do what the nice sergeant says.
Boom!
Now then, lads, about tomorrow.
Are them two buyers coming, Sergeant?
It's all fixed. The manoeuvres start at 0800. At 0830, we rendezvous in the Wrestler's Arms for breakfast. 10 hours back on manoeuvres. 10:30, back in the Wrestler's Arms for darts, followed by a hot dinner. Yeah. At 1400 hours, we emerge from the Wrestler's Arms to find that 2 10-ton trucks have mysteriously disappeared, complete with their load of naffy cigarettes and beer. Final rendezvous, 1900 hours, back in the barracks for a share out of the lolly.
Oh, that's...
Any questions?
What about them 2 new men?
Leave them to me, Pillswitch. Yes, you leave them to me.
Number one, are you sure you got Sergeant Horsfall's instructions right about the kit we had to carry?
Look, you've been with me long enough to know that I don't make many mistakes, number two.
I know, but 3 field telephones, 6 cans of ammunition, 2 mine detectors, 12 cases of bully beef, and a bazooka.
Yes, and it's a jolly good thing I found this old cart.
It's a pity you didn't find one with 4 wheels instead of 3. And it would help if you weren't sitting on top.
No. You mustn't complain, number two. The exercise will do you a world of good. It'll bring some color back to your cheeks.
Yes, I did that the last time we stopped for a rest. Sat on a hedgehog.
Nothing. Anyway, come on now. Pull the way, ladder. And do watch out for the potholes.
You got them trucks ready, Pillswitch?
Aye, Sergeant. They're standing outside waiting for them 2 big buyers from London to...
Shut up, you tuppy opening twillip. Do you want the lieutenant to hear?
What was that, Sergeant?
Oh, blimey. Rome! Rome, shun!
Look here, Sergeant. What are you and your men doing here in the Wrestler's Arms when you're supposed to be out on manoeuvres, eh?
Well, we're guarding essential supplies, sir. This assignment seems to be left out of order, so I put it back.
Oh, excellent, yes. You show lots of initiative, Sergeant. I think I'll put one back, too. Set them up, please, landlord.
Where is he? Where's that fancy jack with the stripes all over his arm? Where is he?
Who is this, Sergeant?
Well, she's... You,
oh, there he is. Now then, what about it? You're the one who told me I could have it regular.
Have what regular, madam?
200 weight of Welsh nuts every week I'm paying for. And 200 weight of Welsh nuts I want and haven't out yet.
Oh, blimey. Who'll switch?
I were too busy loading trucks with cigarettes, Sergeant. Just a minute. Am I to understand that you've been promised a regular supply of coal from army stocks, madam?
Aye, and I've paid for it in advance.
What a splendid idea. I mean, scandalous. Absolutely scandalous. Who's responsible for this, Sergeant?
Well, it seems, sir, it's like this. I mean, I was just going down.
Come along, number two. It's all over. I've brought you back alive.
Look, number one. Number one, look out, it's a tank!
No, relax, number two, that isn't a tank, it's Sergeant Horsefall.
These are the men responsible, sir. They're the ones who put us up to it.
You mean these are the men who've been selling army stores to the people of the village?
Huh? What do you mean, us?
Yes, sir. Isn't that right, Ned?
Yes.
Sergeant, put them under arrest.
Yes, sir. Coswitch, Oglethorpe, you're prisoner's escorts. Right, prisoner's escorts. Shun! I'll put them under guard in the cellar until we've finished our, manoeuvring, sir.
Very good, Sergeant.
Prisoners and escort, right turn! Left, right.
Now, madam, we have to put things right with you, don't we?
Well, something had better be done about my coal.
200 weight, you say?
Nah, that's right.
Oh, I'll deliver it myself tomorrow morning. How are you off for potatoes?
Number two, look, wake up.
Please, Gillian, leave me alone. I've had enough.
Number two, you're in the wrestler's arms, not Gillian's. Now wake up, will you? Now look, listen, number two. We've got to get out of here and get back to London.
Number one, that'd be desertion.
Don't worry, number two. You can't desert from the army when you're not in it.
But we are in it. Form 364J, amended.
Look, I'll tell you all about that later. Now look, here is my plan.
Hear that, Oglethorpe? That'll be Fred Flint and Foxy Shrump taking one of them 10-ton trucks. You'll hear the other one go in a minute.
Sergeant!
What's up, Pillswitch?
It's the prisoners, Sergeant. They've gone.
Gone? Gone where?
That one with the moustache bet me half a crown they would run from cellar to trucks and back in 15 seconds. But they didn't do it.
Oh, you great hairy twit. Let's get after them.
Hey, wait a moment, Sergeant. I won. What about me half crown?
good afternoon, Mildred.
Ooh, ghost!
No, not at all, Mildred. Oh, no, it's us. Ooh. And if you don't believe me, try us with two cups of tea.
Ooh, it's you, all right.
Number one, we can't lounge around drinking tea. We've got to hide. They'll be here soon. The sergeant
and... No, don't worry about him, number two.
There you are. Gotcha. Postwitch, put him under arrest.
No, hands off, please, my good man. You can't go around arresting civilians, you know.
Civilians? You're in the army.
No, we were in the army until I found these two signed forms 364J amended in the filing cabinet you made us shift around, sergeant. Congratulations, number two. You've just been demobbed.
Why, you horrible little man.
No, kindly wait in the outer office until the MPs arrive, would you?
The military police? What for?
To remove you and the two truckloads of evidence of the Bilkingham fiddle now standing outside. Now, through that door, if you wouldn't mind, thank you.
Oh, blind old Riley. Anchored by a couple of troops like these. Come on, Pillswitch.
Number one, you're a genius.
Oh, I know, number two, but thanks for reminding me.
Yes, well, we're out of the army and back in the dear old General Assistance Department. I can't believe it.
Neither will the other two.
What other two?
Well, I don't know how to tell you, but you see...
Good morning, Mildred.
Good morning.
Good morning,
good morning, Mr. Fluffigum-Fooks, and morning... morning, Mr. Finney.
And a glorious morning it is, too. Wouldn't you say so, Arthur?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Much too lovely for work. Wouldn't you say so, Arthur?
I would, definitely.
Yeah. I say, who are you two?
Well, I'm Lennox Brown, and this is Lamb, and we work here.
Oh, no, you don't, old boy. We work here, don't we, Arthur?
Oh, yes, indefinitely.
You see, Mr. Lennox Brown, when Sir Gregory heard you and Mr. Lambert enlisted...
Did he?
Number one, do you realize we haven't got a job anymore?
No, relax, number two. We'll have to accept it with good grace. That's all we can do. Now, of course, gentlemen, there is one small formality.
Now, what's that?
Well, we have to hand over the department properly, and I happen to have a couple of spare forms here, as it happens, and... They're forms 364J amended. If you would kindly sign them...
Oh, yes, of course, yes.
Jolly good. Now, Mr. Finney, there...
Rather.
Lendis. Sergeants. Two more recruits for you, Sergeant. Now take them away and we'll call it quits, shall we?
Recruits for this court, Sergeant. By the light, free march.
On parade as the men from the ministry were John Simpson and Roger Service. Closing up the ranks were Corporal Maureen Adair, Second Lieutenant Tommy Reed, Private Tom Meehan, and Sergeant Pat Simpson.
The Men from the Ministry was written and produced by Tom Meehan in the Durban studios of Springbok Radio Productions.